2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
It's the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Hi.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Hello.
I got to tell you guys something at the top of the podcast. I was talking to a really good friend of mine yesterday. A good friend of ours, Dennis Clark, right?
Oh.
He says he gets so much enjoyment every day watching this podcast. He thinks it's fantastic because everyone looks like they're in a pretty good mood, except for Brody sometimes. And everyone seems to be getting along.
Oh, get Brody.
You know what I think it is with Brody? I think it's because he's not, we're all pretty much close to our cameras. He's very far away from his camera, and he always looks like he doesn't like to smile. And I don't know why he doesn't like to smile when he has such a nice smile.
He's here. Why don't you just talk to him? He can hear
you.
No,
it's okay. Go on.
Why don't you like to smile? I don't think it's that he's not happy. I think he just doesn't like to smile. Brody?
I don't know what to say.
Oh God.
Well, okay.
Are we going to do this? We're not going to do this today, are we? Come on.
No, it's fine.
We're having a conversation.
I'll smile.
You guys have a great podcast.
No, but I'm serious. No, but I'm serious. Like, why, you always say you don't like your smile, but I don't understand why.
You have a beautiful smile. You're great.
Yeah.
You're
awesome. I appreciate that. I thank you.
I will say, Brody, I think we kind of wonder how you're doing sometimes because you don't seem happy sometimes, and we're kind of concerned about you. You're our friend. We're worried about you.
Then call me privately and ask me. But otherwise, I'm really good.
I'm going to call your privates today, Brody. I'm going to give them a call. Hold on. I'm going to call Brody.
I mean, if you're really concerned,
call your privates.
My phone still
works.
See,
look, you're smiling. See, you look great. You're grinning now.
Thank
you're
you.
Coming to life.
I'm
going to
do
like
a wellness check today on David Brody.
Is this Brody's privates?
That's nice.
Yes. Are you getting any work? No. Okay, good. Okay. But anything else?
I don't know.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know what? Actually, in Brody's defense, I absolutely hate my smile as well, too. I don't like smiling. I think I look like a douchebag when I smile. I don't know if it looks fake. Sometimes I think it looks forced. Sometimes I think it looks fake. Like, I don't like my smile either. So I understand how Brody feels.
I think everybody looks better when they're smiling. Almost everybody looks better when they're smiling, regardless of what kind of teeth you have, regardless of anything, just because it's such a sign of being happy and being in a good
place. Some people smile really hard and
it looks
uncomfortable.
Yes,
yeah,
there are a couple, but I think that's very rare. Most people just look better when they smile.
So, Brody, what do you feel about the Dr. Pepper shortage? This seems to be one of the headlines today.
That's why I'm not smiling.
It's a Dr. Pepper.
It's a travesty. It's a travesty.
Yeah.
You know what? Dr. Pepper is one of those sodas. You nailed it, Elvis. You like it. You don't drink it for 10 years. And then if it's around at a party, you go, oh, I haven't had that in a while. You drink it and you go, that's not bad. Then you never drink it again. It's just.
Exactly.
It's not great. It's not bad. It's just kind of there.
Makes you burp.
I've never tried it.
You know what? Shortages. There was a graham cracker shortage during the pandemic for a while. Did you guys know that?
No.
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 There was definitely a yeast shortage.
Yeah.
Brown sugar was in shortage because everyone was baking.
Yeah.
But now all this stuff is back. So now it's just Dr. Pepper. I think we can live without Dr. Pepper for a few months.
You know what I noticed, too? There's a watering can shortage. If you go to buy a watering can because you got a garden in the backyard and you wanted a watering can like my mom wanted, you can't find one because everybody was freaking gardening, and they said, we have no more watering cans.
We went to Lowe's to go get some gardening stuff. We wanted to get, what do they call them? Garden boxes? I don't know what the hell those things are.
Yeah.
They go, they're the hottest item in this store. We can't keep them on the shelves.
Yep.
You're the 40th person to ask today. Garden box.
Oh.
I'm like, what the hell?
Everybody's home.
They
fixing
ran out
up
of Dom's
house.
When I tried to grab one.
Yeah, we're all locked down. Just doing weird stuff. I had a story I wanted to share with you. Does anyone else? Oh, here we go. The weirdest products that people have been buying during the Rona. Roller skates. Have a huge, huge sales spike in May. Retailers are struggling to keep roller skates on the shelves. RVs, as you well know, Gandhi, she's looking for an RV. They're hard to find.
Yes, I am.
Good deals. Guns are selling very well.
Oh.
Yeah.
And yeast is still selling. People are still baking. baking and shooting and RVing and roller skating.
I will
That's
never
what
go.
Everyone's doing.
I broke my arm roller skating when I was 5. Never again. Never have gotten back on roller skates ever since that. And skiing, I broke my tore my ACL skiing. Those two things you'll never catch me doing ever again in my life.
Wow.
Okay. Good. Good to know. All right, Dr. Pepper and roller skates. Anything else?
Hey, is Dr. Pepper the soda that makes you burp, Elvis?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I get crazy burps with Dr. Pepper.
Hmm. So maybe it's a good thing you won't burp anymore.
I thought it was all fizzy sodas. Isn't it all fizzy
drinks?
Yeah,
but Dr. Pepper seems to do it worse than the others for some reason.
Oh, really?
That is my earliest memory of Elvis, and it was long before I started working here. I used to be one of those contest pigs on the on the request lines, trying to call up to win. And, and there was Elvis, who answered the phone, and he was doing the afternoon show. And I'm like, I said, hey, can I hear whatever song it was, Spin Doctors, Two Princes? And you go, sure. And then you go, eh. And I'm like, oh. And he goes, Dr. Pepper, man, makes me burp. And you hung up on me. I swear to God, that was the exchange.
That was last week.
Yeah. That continues, that relationship.
I will never, ever forget that exchange.
Well, but you know, the first time I met Elvis, right? The first time I met Elvis, he was wearing underwear on his head. We were at a party, and it was like Love Phones. Remember Love Phones at the time, or something like that?
The sex
and
talk call-in show? Yeah.
And it was a big party, and he was having a good time, and he came over to me with underwear on his head, and he said, why don't you work for my show? And you were doing afternoons at the time, and I was like, oh, okay, strange person with underwear on your head.
So is this going to turn into the first time I met Elvis? Yes. Show? Let's talk about something.
No, I like that.
It's a fun topic.
No, I don't want to. Anything, but let's go back to Brody. Brody, what are you doing today? Tell us about your interesting day today. Anything good going on?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go over to Scary's house to get all my food back before he eats it.
Yeah.
The food that I gave him because I lost power. Yeah, I figured the bags will be much lighter when I bring them home than when I drop them off.
All right, how many, Scary, how many tubs of Cozy Chef pudding were there when he dropped it off?
There were four containers. There are now two.
Oh, okay.
You ate that much?
50% depreciation rate.
Oh, these ones. Okay.
Snack packs.
I thought you ate like a whole thing.
No.
Don't ever drop your kids off with him, Danielle. He'll eat one of them.
Did
you guys see the text that just came through? There was a story out today about how a guy went to a Quick Check to get coffee, and he threw the coffee at the cashier because he was unhappy about social distancing or masking. This person says that their cousin is the douchebag who threw the coffee. Should we try to get him on?
Oh, we should.
Yes.
Nah. Would you go on? Yeah, it was my cousin. Threw a coffee at someone.
Why not? You want to get him on?
I'll try. Yeah, why not?
That's the worst. I had somebody one time told me about this crazy Indian man who lived in the neighborhood who would take walks with his wife and his mistress, and like the whole neighborhood knew about it. And it was my uncle. And as he was telling me about it, I was like, yeah, I know that guy. It's the worst.
Then there was the two adults over in Sesame Place, of all places, that beat up a teenager who was working at Sesame Place because the teenager said, please wear a mask in the park. You're at Sesame Place, probably next to Disney World, a very happy place. And you're so upset. Really?
Same thing happened at a King Cullen in Massapequa, Long Island.
Did you put your mask on?
It wasn't me. I wear masks. Here's my mask right here.
Yeah.
You know, were people like this when like seatbelts became mandatory? I don't know how long ago. They acted the same way?
Yeah, same with motorcycle helmets, warning messages on cigarette packs.
Like, how dare you try to protect me? Screw you.
You can't make me strap myself into my car. You don't own me.
I was reading
the Titanic's going down. You can't make me wear a life vest. Okay. Whatever.
In Disney World, since there's not a lot of people in the park, you can hear the fights when they break out all over the park. So they said,
That's got to be sad.
On Tom Sawyer's Island, they said they heard a gentleman just screaming, and you could hear it all over the park because there was not a lot of people in the park.
Speaking of Disney,
just
unhinged.
Lisa and Caden are heading over there on Thursday morning, and they have cut back hours because the park attendance has been so low. So Lisa went online because you have to go online, and it's a two-part process. You buy your tickets, and then you have to go on and reserve your reservation for whatever park. You can only go to one park per day. You can't park hop anymore. And so she went on yesterday to reserve for Thursday. So she went on Tuesday to reserve for Thursday. And I was like, hey, you probably should go on sooner because it may not be available. When she went on Tuesday afternoon, the entire day was available at any park you wanted to go to on Wednesday.
Wow.
So their attendance is super low. So I'm excited to see exactly what the park's like.
I think some of the magic is missing if the people are missing. It's kind of a weird thing. I don't know.
I had a friend that went the other day, and she said the longest line was 40 minutes, the Star Wars line.
Right.
And she said that 10 to 15 minutes were the longest she waited for anything. She said the worst part is that it's very hot, and wearing a mask in the heat is not easy. But she said it was great. There's nobody there, so, you know.
It'd be good to be outside. Hey, we have someone on the phone, the cousin of the douchebag who threw the coffee at the cashier at Quick Check. Let's go say hi.
Hello.
Do you feel weird about talking about your cousin right now?
No, not at all, because we don't like them. Okay. My mom and my sister both texted me the article, and they're like, our douchey cousin did it again. And I was like, oh, well.
So wait, so he has a history of being douchey?
Oh, yeah. We don't like that side of my family. Mm-mm. They're not the good ones.
Okay, so he went into a Quick Check, and he, for some reason, threw coffee at the cashier. And we all know coffee can be hot, right?
Yeah,
so,
I mean, there's even a warning on the container.
Yeah. Did he get arrested?
Well, this is what I was told from my mom, who talked to his father, was that he was wearing his mask, but it didn't fit correctly, and therefore it wouldn't go over his nose. And so when they asked him to politely either put your mask on the correct way or please leave our store, he lost his GD mind and proceeds to throw his coffee at them because he's a fed douche.
Wow.
Coffee's hot, and so I'm thinking that is kind of
that could be
something you could be arrested for, right?
Yeah.
Assault?
I think when they left, they tracked down his license plate number, and then now he's going to get fined, and he might go to jail for 30 days because of the mask mandate. Which, I mean, he deserves it if he does. Yes, I agree. Send his ass to jail. It'll teach him something. 42 years old, acting like a damn child. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. It's embarrassing to see these videos, and they're out every day, and there's no way to keep up with them. There's so many of them. People just act like lunatics. They've lost it. They've completely lost it. And then someone the other day said, well, you know, this has always been going on. It's just we're capturing these more on video now. I really think that there's more instances now than ever before. People are nuts.
Absolutely.
Nuts.
People are taking their entitled, like, attitudes and, like, upped it to 1,000 because they're like, well, no one's going to do anything about it now. We're in a pandemic. You're sadly mistaken.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, look, thanks for ratting on your douchebag cousin.
Of course. I have more stories if you ever want to hear them.
Hold on. Nice. Is this not the dumbest shit he's ever done? Has he done other shit that's dumb?
Oh, they've done other shit. Lots of other shit. Okay, so let me spill this tea for y'all. My cousins, there's two sets of twins. So we have, like, one set is him and his sister, and then they have a younger set of my other two twins, another boy and a girl. Yeah. My other cousin was on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, like, as a little recurring role, had a little thing with Teresa. Find out about that a little later. She's a hairdresser, also in New Jersey.
Right.
Yeah, we don't like them. My other cousin, the same cousin that was on Roni, her nickname was the Black Widow because everyone she got with died.
What?
I'm not even joking. All of them died.
Oh, my God. What?
What a family.
I wish that this was a joke, but, like, her fiance died of a drug overdose in a pool in, like, Mexico somewhere because they thought they were getting cocaine, but they got black tar heroin and they did all of it, and then he died in the pool.
It can happen.
I was just like, what? Well, I thought I was a bad kid, but I'm good.
Oh, my
God. No, your side of the family, I totally get it. Well, look, thank you for sharing today, and I hope you have a great day. Stay safe, and thank you for not being like the rest of your cousins.
I'm the good. Yeah, no, we're good. We're good. We're not those crazies. My mom's a good one.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day, okay?
Thank you
for being part
me.
Of the podcast.
Have a wonderful day, y'all.
You too. There you go.
There you have it.
Is that the first time we talked about black tar heroin on the podcast?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. Elvis, we got a new reality show for
you. A listener swore unbleeped because we've never had a listener swear on a podcast before.
Oh, yeah. It's a first.
How are we doing on time, Frog?
We are all done.
Oh.
bye.
Say bye bye.
Bye. That was weird.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.